We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. The Eagles coming off another win on the road in Chicago, 29-14. So let's talk about some of the things that we saw on the offense. And let's begin, Brian, with Carson Wentz, who came out 6 of 6 on the first drive. The Eagles showing so much confidence in him. And after a little bit of a lull, he picked it back up in the second half.
Well, you talk about a young quarterback. You talk about the consistency. You talk about the accuracy. He's throwing the ball to the receivers in great position. So many times you hear quarterbacks, they're doing back shoulder throws, which sometimes can be good, but that doesn't give the receiver an opportunity to catch the ball and run. Carson Wentz is putting it in the perfect position for these receivers so they can catch the ball and run. That's only going to make more confidence in the receiver and their quarterback. That's a great thing to have with between the receivers and the quarterback.
We've also seen him really handle the blitz. We've seen him hang in the pocket, take some hits. If he's your teammate, if he's your quarterback, what does it mean to you that he's standing, staring down the barrel of the gun and throwing bullets?
That's what you love to see. You want to see a young guy standing in the pocket. Now, there's some hits that I just do not want Carson Wentz to be taking. He's getting outside of the pocket, scrambling. I want him to get out of bounds on some of those plays. But when you have a quarterback that's willing to stand in the face of a blitz and complete the ball accurately down the field, that's what you're looking for in a young guy. He almost has it all. There's a couple little things that he needs to change, but he's doing a great job as quarterbacking this team so far.
And he and the coaching staff really in sync, Brian. Let's talk about some of the things that you've seen from the design of the offense. The Eagles lose Zach Ertz for the game. They put in Trey Burton. He catches a touchdown pass on a really kind of a cool screen to the tight end in goal line situations. I haven't seen a lot of that.
You never see those types of things. And I think that's the imprint that Doug Peterson has on this football team. He's calling some plays and doing some things that you never really see and from a rookie coach as well as a rookie quarterback. But just as you mentioned, that play to Trey Burton, you don't run that play on the goal line. That's because things are so closed in on the goal line. But Doug Peterson runs it. Trey Burton walks into the end zone. There's a couple other situations we talked about. You're starting a Monday night football game, one of your first away games for your rookie quarterback, and you have him in the empty set. They're going to blitz him. They're going to try to get after him, but you have him in the empty set. That's only because you know your quarterback can handle it. You know that he can see the blitz coming. That's a great thing to have from the communication standpoint, from your head coach to your quarterback.
So let's break that down. An empty set is generally a sign for the defense to go after the quarterback. Yeah. That's an automatic, right?
Well, yeah, this is the thing. When you have a rookie quarterback, you're saying, hey, let's protect them. Let's use max protection, get 8 guys in the backfield so we can make sure that our quarterback is not getting hit, because we don't want him to get beat up and we don't want to ruin his confidence. But what Doug Peterson said is that we're going to empty the backfield. The only person we have back there is Carson Wentz. We understand that he can see the blitz coming and he can get the ball out. One of the major things that rookie quarterbacks do, they hold on to the ball a little bit too long. We're not seeing that from our quarterback.
I think we're also seeing the wide receivers come alive a bit here. Now, there were a couple of drops. Jordan Matthews had the big drop down the sideline. Nelson Agholor didn't come up with some of the tough catches in the end zone. But there is life. There's no question about it. They seem revitalized with Carson Wentz throwing them the football.
You know, last year we were kind of down on Nelson Agholor, but what we are seeing now is a kid that has an explosion. We're seeing that explosion that we saw at USC. He's getting off the football. He's exploding up the field, and he has the ability to make those big plays. We've been waiting for that all season long. I think just having that confidence with the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, as well as the head coach, well, has brought him a long way. Making the big play last week definitely has helped him.
The run game still not where the Eagles want it to be. What are you seeing from that?
They're getting a little penetration. You know, when you have a big guy right over top of your center, Jason Kelce, who is not as big as some of the other centers in the league, that's going to ruin your run game right there. I think Doug has to do a better job of protecting Jason, especially when you have a nose guard that is 330-plus right over top of him. If they can do that, and I think Ryan Matthews can get going. We know that Ryan Matthews is a physical running back. If you give him a small hole, he can get right through there and use his speed to deliver a big run. We just need to be more consistent in it, and I think the offensive line playing together will go a long way with that.
And once again, 4 running backs used in the ground game. The Eagles 3 of 5 in the red zone, so still a lot of production for them inside opponents' 20-yard line. So it was an uneven performance, but you look at it, Brian, and the Eagles 2 plays away from scoring 40 points.
You love to see that. The big drops, you hate to see those types of things, but the Eagles are scoring points in places where you really didn't think they were going to score those types of points. I'm so happy about this offense, and this is just the beginning. They still have some ways to go. They still can get better in the run game. They still can get better in their drops. If Carson Wentz continues to get better, I'm not sure how good he's going to be. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
It's very exciting.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it really is, in a good way.
Yes.
All right, so that's our talk about the offense. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk defense. Again, a dominating performance for the Eagles, who understand that the bigger challenges are directly ahead. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.